Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Happy September 30th. Here we are, the last day of the month and the last day of the quarter. I just don't know where this year is whipping by. And, you know, normally I would be doing more of a close the month motivational kind of message for you, but I want to do something different today. Before I do so, however, I do want to remind all of you that our Vivint partnership is running an insane promotion that ends today. So anyone who places an order for Vivint Security today gets free activation, free installation, some sensors for free. They buy one camera, they get a second camera free, and they get a free iPad. I think that's the best promotion they've ever given us. So do you know anybody who wants home security or you've been thinking about it for yourself? I would definitely order it today. You have plenty of time to get the install, but that's the promo. So with that being said, let's talk about what we're going to talk about today. I have been so inspired. As many of you know, I am an avid reader, and I read an incredible book. And I rarely get on here and talk about a book because we all read, but this book is amazing. And you can get it on Amazon if you're interested. The book is called Permission to be Human. That's Permission to be Human. It's by Mary Beth Hyland, H-Y-L-A-N-D. So why is this book so incredible? Well, it really takes a look at having values integrated into your work. In other words, the things that call to you, the things that mean something to you, are they in your workplace? Whether you own a company, you work for somebody, you're in sales, whatever it is, you're leading a team, you know, it's so important to have that. And what grabbed me right at the very beginning of the book is the author talks about, you know, that feeling when things are not aligned. And, you know, that's what happened for me as a lawyer. When I was practicing law, there were some things I saw as an attorney that really disturbed me and didn't agree with my core values as a person. And it you know, there was a lot of things that were hanging over my head at that point in time, including debt. But at the end of the day, what I thought it was going to be like to be an attorney and the reality of what I saw and experienced were radically different. And my idealistic view and the values that I thought I was going to get to promote and push weren't there. So I switched firms and found the exact same thing. I'm like, huh, now I'm not knocking any lawyers that are listening to this. I'm just saying for me and the kind of law that I was practicing, it just didn't spell out what I was looking for. And I was incredibly unhappy. Now, why am I sharing this? Because the author talks about if you've ever been unhappy in a career, and I can't imagine there's anybody listening to this that hasn't experienced that. Hopefully not a lot of you are experiencing it, you know, at this moment in your traditional career. But there's nothing worse than that feeling, that dread, that, oh, my God, I can't believe it's Monday. I have to go back there again. Oh, is it Friday yet? It just, this needs to be over. I hate this place. You know, they work me too hard. They don't pay me enough. All of that stuff that goes on for people, you know, feeling like you're being bypassed or you're being abused at work, whatever it is, or just a lack of fulfillment. Here is what I will share with you. It could be the place you're working. It could be. But more likely than not, it is that it just doesn't align with your values. It's not meeting your core needs. And when you are spending a large chunk of your time and you are not aligned with the things that are important and your values, you will be unhappy. And I'm really grateful I went through that experience because I wouldn't have gone off and become an entrepreneur and started doing all the things that we do today if I hadn't gone through that. But she very eloquently spells out that experience and then actually gives you steps to go ahead and determine what your values are. So if you're not crystal clear and you can't spit them out right away, you may kind of have a fuzzy of what's important to you. But if you can't really go, here are the core things that really make me juiced, make me get out of bed, make me feel like I'm making a difference or I'm accomplishing something or whatever it is that, you know, lights your fire. Here are the things that do it for me. If you don't have that truly defined, it's incredibly unlikely it's going to be part of your daily life. And there's nothing better than doing something which is completely aligned with your values, because that's when you feel great. If you feel like it's hitting all the buttons, it's checking all the boxes, you don't care if you work late. You don't care if there's other places that you might be able to make more money. You don't care about instant gratification. You don't have all that stuff because you feel fantastic about what you're doing. Now, how does this tie in with you today? Well, you know, for me, when I started to diversify from law and started going off and doing all these great things that we do at ACN, what was interesting is I came here because of the money. I honestly saw a chance to pay off our educational debt and to generate a residual income. And I couldn't generate any residual income as a lawyer. Now, if I'd been ecstatic as a lawyer, it wouldn't have mattered to me, but I wasn't ecstatic. And I started looking at what residual income could mean. And for me, initially, residual income really would solve a lot of the things that I was not happy with when I was practicing law, because residual income gives you choices. If you have residual income coming in, you could go do whatever you want all day. It doesn't matter what it is. You could go volunteer and be a missionary somewhere, take your kid and fly around the world. Like, you could do anything you want if you have money that comes to you every month and you're not tied to trading your time and money. So, you know, initially, that's what I saw. Get out of debt and, hey, I don't know if this will work out and I can build something big enough, but maybe one day I could have freedom. And I wouldn't be in a position where I was doing things I didn't feel right about and working with people I didn't respect and just really in a place where there was not a lot of integrity. It just didn't work for me. So that was kind of my game plan. But what's so interesting and why I'm here 25 years later doing this is because this hits my values. You know, all the things that are really important, it has hit my values for years. And one of the things that's most important to me in life is the incredible opportunity and blessing to be able to empower other people. There's nothing that's so more exciting than that. It's helping somebody to stretch, to be more than what they are or what they thought they could be, to achieve more, to be more. Like, I love helping people become their best version of themselves, so to speak. And that has been an opportunity that has been here for decades with me. And it's why, despite the fact that we built a large residual, I'm still around and I'm still participating. So what I'm saying to you is this, that here we are today and it is the end of the month. And you can tackle it and knock out your bonuses and crank out all the stuff that you need to do. I mean, you know what you need to do when the month is closing. You know what to do to get your residuals up. You know what to do to get your bonuses up. I don't need to give you a training on that. But what I would suggest you do is you really think about designing a life that you love, because that's the one thing that we offer that is extraordinarily difficult to find in any line of work. To completely be able to design long-term your day, your schedule, your finances. I mean, you really can do anything you want if you put the time in. You can have unlimited income, residual income, work with only the people you feel like it, work when you want to, not work when you don't feel like it. I mean, who gets to do that? In traditional careers, that's really non-existent. So while you're at your, you know, while you're at the transition, some of you are doing this full-time, some of you are, this is your side hustle, but while you are doing this, why not be extraordinarily intentional and design what you want your life to look like? And what's so interesting in this book is that she breaks down for you, here's how you can distinguish exactly what your values are. Here's what you want. And if you want to implement them, whether you, again, own a business, or you are working somewhere, or whatever the case is, or you're leading your team. But if you want those values to become an integral part of the culture of your daily life, it gives you steps on how to do that. How do you take these values and implement them? And when you have a decision to make, if you decide, oh, you know, should I make this phone call? Should I close this deal? Should I blah, 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 blah? You can have a series of questions in the book that will help you to go, okay, using these questions, am I about to do what is aligned with my values and where I want to be headed? Or am I doing this and honestly it is not aligned with what I'm up to? It's really remarkable. And for those of you who own a business, like I know, for example, we have a lot of entrepreneurs on here. We have a lot of real estate agents on here. You know, for all of you who are in a place where you get to design your own business, that's really pretty incredible because everything you do, every financial decision you make, hiring decision you make, all of it can be in support of and creating what you want in life. And I will share with you, if you make all the money in the world and your core values are not being met, you will be miserable. And you see that so often. It's really, really common. You see people who are wealthy, who are wickedly unhappy. And then you can also find people who don't have 2 cents to rub together. And they're the happiest people you've ever met. So it isn't the money that will solve it. However, money does give you choices that people without money are often denied. Money will give you choices in what you do, how you impact your community, how you impact your family. You know all the things that you can do if you do have money. So my encouragement would be that you close this month out, but instead of doing it for a bonus or instead of doing it for, you know, to get your residual cranked up to another percentage if you haven't hit your 20% yet, all those great things are going to happen. But what if you became intentional and you did it because you decided that you're going to head into this last quarter of this year, of this crazy year, and it was going to be about setting up your life so that by the time the clock ticked over for 2022, you really were not only on a very defined, exciting, inspiring, fulfilled mission, but on top of that, your plan had already been in motion for at least 90 days. How amazing would that be? But I will share with you, start today. Start today because, yes, we have some crazy promotions on the table. There's all kinds of exciting things that are going on. But procrastination is never anybody's value, what makes them happy. Procrastination should just have the word pain shoved in the middle of it because that's all it ever creates. So if you are interested in this book, I can't recommend it enough. It's called Permission to Be Human by Mary Beth Hyland, H-Y-L-A-N-D. It's available on Amazon. And I would just encourage you not just to make money, not just to go after that next promotion, but to really work on having an extraordinary life because there is nothing like it. And everybody has good days and everybody has bad days. But if I look at personally, just to share with you, where I was as a lawyer and where I am blessed to be today, my best day as an attorney couldn't compete with my worst day I've had as an entrepreneur. There's no such thing as having a really horrible day as an entrepreneur because if you are building the life that you want, you're still taking a step forward. You know, I'm a whopping 5'2". So every time I fall forward and fail, I'm 5'2" closer to where I was trying to get in the first place. So if you're on this line today, you're an entrepreneur too, and you're building a residual income or you wouldn't be hearing my voice right now. So please be intentional. Kill this month, but really design what you want. Write it down. Define it. And let's take on this last quarter as the beginning of creating the life of your dream with your values, fulfillment, inspiration, and excitement wrapped into it every single day. So thank you for spending 15 minutes with me. Just one last reminder, again, in case you hopped on late, craziest Vivint promotion we've ever had. If you want to talk to anybody about that, You get home security or smart home with free activation, free installation, buy one camera, get a second camera free, get a free iPad. That's just an unbelievable thing to be able to offer people. So have a fantastic day. Thank you for spending your morning with me. And let's design a life we love. Take care. Bye-bye.